Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and make sure you pop over to our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. So apologize for not having a podcast up last week. I got caught up in many activities and wasn't able to get into the studio to record it, but I'm back this week, so here we go. This week, I want to talk about, I guess you would call it, the 12 mystical stages of our personal evolution. And this is just a very rough overview. This is by no means an all-encompassing process. It does take into account several different aspects through different cultures and weaves them together in a fashion that helps understand how we transition through life in different stages and perhaps areas for initiation and that aspect. So what just wanted to begin, this is again a very high level discussion about it. I will put the information up on the blog post so that if you want to go over and just look at it and read it, please, by all means, do that. So, you know, the first stage would be birth. And this is, in some aspects, where we're given the gift of immortality. You know, we were nothing and now we're something, and then we have the whole rest of our life ahead of us, and this is a feeling of immortality and magical. Also, this is in a value system, or what's called in a spiral dynamic system, is this is our beige level. It's the survival, the needs for satisfaction, all this, the survival aspect is taken care of at that. In Native American traditions, the East is the spiritual part, so we would be entering birth through the spiritual part. And then the next stage, stage two, is puberty, and this is approximately at age 12. And again, as I go through these stages, these are not finite. These are very dynamic, especially because of how, quote, mature some of us, or you know, the children are becoming, or we have become, based on exposure to other societies. But so these are all just general guidelines. But at puberty, it's the preparation for life. It's also our initiation into an establishment of core beliefs and beginning to think for ourselves. In some aspects, we could say that this is the initiation or the beginning into the lover archetype. Carolyn Weiss goes into great detail about the archetypes, and this could also be thought of as the lover archetype or going to the South Gate, which is the emotional part. And then there's this transition, if you will, or a ritual passage, which I would call the first gate, which is fear. So in this part, when we transition from the second stage to the third stage, we go through a process of fear. We have to face that fear, and this is where initiations become very important, which we in Western culture don't subscribe to at any length. Especially for I'm going to speak from a man's perspective, especially for men, boys, men, elders, there isn't really a perspective of transition or rituals. So this first gate is fear that we have to go through, and that's somewhere between, you know, the age of 12 to 21. And when we get to the next phase, phase three, is the sexual initiation. You know, that's 21, when we're feeling our oats, and it's a touch of passion. We are becoming rebellious, we're becoming independent, we're making our own choices. This is where we like to work in systems where there's a power in action, asserting to dominance over others. You know, this is that warrior archetype that the military attracts men at that age. This would also be transitioning to the west side, which is the physical side of the medicine wheel, or the wheel of life, if you will. And this part is the first one, right? This this transition from Boys to Men, this first gate, the gate of fear from 12 to 21. This is one that the closest that we have in society, at least in Western society today, is that of the military, but it's not a formal process. And just skipping ahead, we also don't have a process to help people, boys, men, come out of that warrior archetype into society. So there are some challenges, but that's not this podcast. So in stage three, we are at that sexual initiation, and then stage four is the separation from the feminine. You know, that's around approximately age 24, where if we haven't yet, we would be leaving home, leaving our mothers, and we just are purely masculine at that particular point. We have that feeling of we can master the world. The world is ours. We can do whatever we want. We have this great, great power behind us. And then from there, we go to the stage five, which is the alliance with the masculine. And this is approximately age 27 to 34. This is where you want to make your mark on the world, where you're out there in a value system, if you will. It's where your opportunity, success, you're competing to achieve. You want to have influence, autonomy. I mean, this is where it all gets into the north part, the mental, the north part of the medicine wheel, up to the mental. This is where guys really start to take on the world, if you will. Then there's a transition, another transition that happens, and this would be called we start to realize the inauthentic power that is there. It's just a veil, a mystery, a lie. And this is the phase six, which is the realization of the betrayal. And that's at about age 35 to 38, where we start thinking about, you know, success isn't really all of that. When we say success, meaning the material aspects. And when I talk about these phases, there are some folks that will get, quote, stuck in certain phases regardless of their age. So you could just look at these as phases, like the alliance. The previous one was the alliance with the masculine. There are many people who stay with that phase through their whole life, and they will die in that phase. But in a normal process of a healthy transition, we would then start to realize that success, the myth of success, the myth of having material things, really isn't there. And that's the realization of the betrayal, that the inauthentic power is there. This is where the ego starts to destructure, and we're kind of preparing for our mid-birth. But also the archetype here would be the king, right? And this part represents the power and authority, where you're right at that point where you're just really feeling good, but then you're questioning aspects. This is also a very interesting point in our lives, where if we're aware of it, Joseph Campbell talks about the hero's journey or the hero's quest. And this is where, at some aspects, we would start to enter that sub-circle, if you will, where we know where the ordinary world is. We're called to an adventure. We're called to something. We feel a calling because of this betrayal of success. We feel that there's more out there. But yet then we also refuse that call. And we're going back and forth, and then eventually we look for somebody. We look for a coach, a mentor, somebody to help us with what's going on. And many times this part is, the beginning part of this phase is where we are more focused on the physical and mental mastery to the exclusion of the emotional and spiritual awareness, especially for guys. We're physical, we're mental, we're achieving, but we also realize that that's not all there is. And then we enter what I have started is called the second passage. That's the second passage into our mid-birth. It's our spiritual birth into power. It's opening to ourself. It's liberating our ego. It's questioning our authentic self. And what is hidden starts to come out. And this is where we really, if we go into the hero's quest, the hero's journey, we cross that threshold of the mundane world into the non-ordinary, where we put ourselves, it can be internal quests, and we have these tests, and we have allies, and we have enemies that we fight, and we approach this innermost cave, and that cave could be internal to ourselves, our fears of what's coming ahead of us. And we face some sort of ordeal at this particular time too. And again, this is through a normal transition. Some folks refuse the call for such a long time that they feel lost and bewildered and just things aren't working for them. This is where when you accept the call, find a mentor, and then move through this process, it becomes very powerful experience entering into that second passage. And so this is that part, this mid-birth, and this between, you know, ages 39 and 44. But again, this is very dynamic. A lot of times this is now happening earlier at age 35, age 33, where we're questioning what success may be and just keep on wondering what else there is in life. So that's the seventh phase, if you will, and that's the mid-birth. And then between that seventh phase and the eighth phase is this gate of confusion, where we feel really confused about why we're here and what we're doing. And at some point there, we actually do reconnect with the feminine. And this isn't becoming a girly man, but this is just that nature of a spirituality of circle of creation. And for many guys, in my experience, there tends to be an over-focus on the emotional and spiritual, and now almost rejecting the mental and the physical. And this would start exiting that lower world, or the non-normal world in the hero's journey, and taking the road back, and the resurrection, and the return with the elixir on all those. And this is a point where I think what I am seeing today is a lot of men, even before the age of 44, start to focus so much on the emotional and spiritual with the rejection of the physical and mental that we've lost our masculinity out there. And this is just my perspective, and there's others out there that have similar ones. Rick Collins from the Alpha Male Workout has a very similar perspective on it. So this is where I am really focusing a lot of my attention on these days, is to helping guys, men, go through this mid-birth, if you will, and it's not a midlife crisis. There's no crisis involved in it. It's just a confusion. And that's that gate. We have to go through that confusion. So I'm putting myself out there to help men with that confusion through that third gate, so that they can transition and then be able to balance both the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. And that would help in going into that ninth transition, if you will, and that's the initiation into the truth, the mythology of self-deception. You know, we're exposing that. We know that we are deceiving ourselves at some point, and this is where the ego dismemberment and rememberment comes. We take it apart, look at it, and put it back together and understand what it's about. We do some healing, if you will. This is a really, really important time, because we're also going into the transitioning into the autumn of our life, if you will. And this is where we get, again, this is part of the road back, the resurrection, the return with the elixir of the hero's journey. But this is also a point of where we really want to feel independent and have our self-worth, and we want to create a great living system to move forward in. Which brings us to that next transition, is the soul fatigue. If we battle this constantly throughout, our soul just gets tired from not living through it. So we have to go through another transition. And that takes us into the 10th phase, which is the atonement. And this is where, generally speaking, around age 58, we are forgiving the sins of our fathers, of our mothers, of ourselves, and we're starting to see a larger perspective. You know, we're becoming more philosophical at this point. Could be the architect of the magician, if you will. This is where it's the wise man, the sage, the knower of secrets. We're entering that phase into that. And then there's this transition into the final gate, if you will, where it's void and harmony, where we're now the mystics, the elders, and we have all of that, the knowledge of the world behind us, and we can share that with the warriors and the lovers before us. Or after us, I should say, excuse me. And then in the 11th part is where we have the spiritual elderhood, and that's about age 74, and that's the master of both worlds, the spiritual world and the physical world. We know what happens in both those worlds. And it's the completed cycle, the development of this lifetime. We are reaching that point where, at this point, we've done it. We now can just enjoy knowing both worlds completely, which then brings us to 12, which is beyond reality, and that's the death, and that's the fourth passage. And that is, who knows what happens after that. There's a lot of individuals out there that have their own beliefs about that. But this is just, again, a very big overview, and it may have been convoluted to listen to. I will put this again on the blog. That's www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. So you can just get a sample of some of these processes or evolution points and ritual points that I've talked about. And so I hope it intrigued you a little bit to finding out where you are, because although I have ages up here, it may not be, as I said, it's not age specific. It could be just emotional age, or it's not the physical age. It could be the emotional and the spiritual age on where we are. And so if some of these things sound familiar, just, you know, look through them, do some own research, or contact me. I can help coach you through these areas. And if you're really interested in taking this to a really in-depth process, my second passage, one-on-one personal vision quest with 1 year of coaching, is a great way to really dive deep into your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual aspects of yourself, find out what's going on inside you, where you should be moving through in your life. So take a look at that as well. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.